Federal bet on provider-led AI signals. End of health tech pilot era. The U.S. government just placed a $62.7 million wager on autonomous artificial intelligence in clinical settings, and it picked two of America's largest integrated health systems to carry the chips. Kaiser Permanente and Duke Health have been selected by the Advanced Research Projects Agency for Health, ARPA-H, to develop and deploy autonomous AI systems, a move that signals federal conviction in provider-led technology infrastructure over standalone digital health vendors. For institutional investors tracking healthcare services and health IT convergence, this award represents a pivot point. The era of AI pilots is ending, and the build-out of production-grade clinical autonomy has federal backing and capital behind it. The $62.7 million commitment from ARPA-H marks one of the agency's largest single program awards since its 2022 establishment. Kaiser Permanente operates 39 hospitals and more than 700 medical offices, serving 12.7 million members across 8 states and the District of Columbia. Duke Health runs 3 hospitals in North Carolina and maintains a research enterprise that generated over $1.3 billion in sponsored research revenue in fiscal 2024. The pairing of a closed-loop integrated delivery network with a major academic medical center creates a natural laboratory for autonomous AI. Kaiser brings scale and standardized workflows. Duke brings research infrastructure and regulatory expertise. Neither Kaiser nor Duke disclose the specific allocation of the $62.7 million between them, nor did ARPA-H release detailed program milestones. What we know is the mandate: develop autonomous AI systems capable of clinical decision-making with minimal human intervention, a threshold that goes beyond ambient documentation or diagnostic support tools already in commercial use. An ARPA-H spokesperson confirmed the program will focus on closed-loop systems where AI takes action, not just recommendations, a regulatory and liability frontier that has stalled private capital deployment. This matters because it validates a thesis institutional investors have debated since generative AI emerged in 2023: whether healthcare AI value accrues to software vendors or to the integrated systems that deploy it at scale. ARPA-H's decision to fund providers directly, rather than through digital health intermediaries, suggests the agency believes the integration challenge and liability risk are best managed by entities that own the entire care continuum. For private equity-backed health IT platforms and venture-funded AI startups, this is a headwind. For health system operators and their technology partners, it is a tailwind with federal acceleration behind it. Federal capital as market validation, ARPA-H launched in 2022 with a $1 billion appropriation and a mandate to fund high-risk, high-reward health research outside the traditional NIH grant structure. The agency models itself after DARPA, the Pentagon's advanced research arm that seeded technologies from the internet to GPS. By 2026, ARPA-H has committed approximately $1.5 billion across multiple programs, with AI and automation representing the largest single thematic allocation. The Kaiser Duke Award accounts for roughly 4% of total ARPA-H deployment to date, a material concentration that signals prioritization. The strategic calculus is clear. Autonomous AI in healthcare carries regulatory uncertainty that venture capital struggles to underwrite. The FDA's framework for software as a medical device remains in flux, particularly for closed-loop systems that act without real-time clinician oversight. Liability models are undefined. If an autonomous AI system prescribes a medication error, who bears risk? The software vendor, the health system, the clinician who enabled the automation, or all three? These questions have stalled deployment, even as the underlying technology has matured. Federal funding de-risks the regulatory pathway by creating a controlled environment where agencies can observe, iterate, and eventually codify standards. For Kaiser and Duke, the $62.7 million is meaningful but not transformative relative to their operating budgets. Kaiser reported $105.1 billion in operating revenue for 2024. Duke Health generated approximately $6.4 billion in that same period. What matters is not the capital itself, but the regulatory partnership and the precedent it establishes. Health systems that participate in ARPA-H programs gain early visibility into federal AI policy, a seat at the table when Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services designs reimbursement codes for AI-enabled care, and a defensible narrative for deploying autonomous systems ahead of competitors. The real value is optionality. The integrated delivery model as AI substrate Kaiser Permanent operates a closed-loop system. It insures patients, employs physicians, owns hospitals, and controls the electronic health record. This vertical integration creates a unique substrate for AI deployment. Data flows are uninterrupted. Financial incentives align toward total cost of care rather than fee-for-service volume, and clinical workflows are standardized across a massive footprint. For autonomous AI to function safely, it requires predictable inputs, consistent protocols, and feedback loops that connect algorithmic decisions to patient outcomes. Kaiser's structure provides all three. Duke brings a different asset: research credibility and regulatory expertise. Academic medical centers navigate FDA device approvals, IRB protocols, and evidence standards that community hospitals rarely encounter. Duke's research enterprise has filed over 200 patents annually in recent years, a signal of translational capacity. The combination with Kaiser creates a development and deployment pipeline. Duke incubates and validates the autonomous AI models under research protocols. Kaiser scales them across a real-world patient population. This is the playbook ARPA-H is funding, and it maps directly to how DARPA has historically bridged lab innovation to military procurement. The strategic implication for investors is that integrated delivery networks may be undervalued relative to their potential as AI infrastructure. Public market multiples on health systems remain compressed, with Kaiser trading as a nonprofit and Duke embedded within a university structure. But the private equity lens reveals value. Health systems with employed physician networks, proprietary EHR data, and standardized care pathways are effectively AI compute substrates with captive patient demand. As autonomous AI moves from concept to clinical reality, these assets become more strategic, not less. The digital health vendor dilemma, ARPA-H's decision to fund providers directly rather than through health IT vendors, is a notable omission. Over the past 5 years, digital health companies raised over $80 billion in venture capital, much of it predicated on AI-driven clinical workflows. Ambient documentation platforms, diagnostic support tools, and population health algorithms proliferated, often with revenue models dependent on selling to health systems. The ARPA-H structure bypasses that intermediary layer entirely. This does not render digital health vendors irrelevant, but it changes their strategic position. If health systems develop autonomous AI in-house with federal support, they are less dependent on third-party software and more likely to negotiate unfavorable terms when they do contract with vendors. The leverage shifts. For private equity firms that rolled up Health IT platforms at premium multiples in 2021 and 2022, this is a valuation risk. For health systems, it is a margin opportunity. In-house AI development supported by federal grants is effectively non-dilutive R&D capital. The counterargument is that health systems lack the engineering talent and product velocity to compete with purpose-built software companies. Kaiser employs thousands of IT staff, but building production-grade AI systems requires specialized expertise in machine learning operations, regulatory affairs for software as a medical device, and cybersecurity for closed-loop clinical systems. Many health systems will still partner with vendors, but the ARPA-H funding allows them to do so from a position of strength, with internal capabilities that create competitive leverage. The result is likely a bifurcated market. Elite integrated systems build in-house, others remain vendor-dependent, and the margin spread between them widens. Regulatory precedent and reimbursement. Pathways. The unspoken subtext of the ARPA-H award is regulatory prepositioning. The FDA has published draft guidance on AI and machine learning in medical devices, but autonomous systems that operate without real-time clinician oversight remain largely unaddressed. Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services has similarly avoided definitive policy on whether and how to reimburse AI-enabled care. The Kaiser Duke program will generate real-world evidence that informs both agencies. This matters because reimbursement is the binding constraint on AI adoption in U.S. Healthcare. Providers will not deploy autonomous systems at scale without a clear payment model. The current fee-for-service structure incentivizes volume, not efficiency, creating misalignment with AI that reduces utilization. Value-based care contracts create better alignment, but only 40% of U.S. healthcare spending flows through such arrangements as of 2025 estimates. The ARPA-H program provides a controlled environment to test reimbursement models, likely through Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services Innovation Center waivers that allow for bundled payments or shared savings tied to AI-enabled outcomes. For institutional investors, the regulatory pathway is the thesis. If ARPA-H and Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services establish a reimbursement model for autonomous AI by 2027 or 2028, the addressable market for clinical AI expands from a niche research category to a structural growth driver. Health systems that participated in ARPA-H programs will have a 2 to 3 year head start in deployment, operational learning, and payer contracting. That gap compounds, particularly in a sector where technology adoption cycles typically span 5 to 7 years. The placemium view federal capital is not neutral. When ARPA-H commits $62.7 million to autonomous AI and routes it through integrated health systems rather than digital health vendors, it is making a market structure call. The message is clear. The value in healthcare AI will accrue to entities that control the full stack, from data generation to clinical deployment to outcome measurement. Standalone software platforms that sell into fragmented provider markets will face structural compression as their buyers develop in-house capabilities with federal support. Our view is that this accelerates consolidation on two fronts. First, health systems will pursue mergers and partnerships to achieve the scale necessary for autonomous AI deployment. Kaiser's 12.7 million members provide statistical power. Smaller systems cannot generate the data volumes required to train and validate autonomous models. Expect ARPA-H to catalyze a wave of joint ventures and data-sharing agreements among mid-tier health systems, seeking to replicate the Kaiser Duke advantage. Second, digital health vendors will pivot from selling software to selling talent and IP. Health systems need engineering capacity they do not have in-house, acquihires and partnership models that embed vendor teams within provider IT organizations will proliferate. The liability question remains unresolved, and it is the biggest tail risk in this thesis. If an autonomous AI system deployed under ARPA-H auspices causes patient harm, the resulting litigation will shape the sector for a decade. Plaintiff attorneys will argue that closed-loop automation removes the clinician safeguard that has historically limited software vendor liability. Health systems will argue they are following federal guidelines and operating under research protocols. The outcome will determine whether autonomous AI scales or stalls. ARPA-H is effectively underwriting the test case. For investors, this is a binary risk. Regulatory clarity unlocks the market, regulatory ambiguity freezes it. We also note that the Kaiser-Duke pairing is a strategic hedge. Kaiser's closed-loop model is not representative of U.S. health care. Fewer than 20% of Americans receive care through integrated delivery networks. Duke's academic medical center structure is more common, but operates in a fee-for-service environment that misaligns with AI-driven efficiency. By funding both models, ARPAH is testing which substrate supports autonomous AI more effectively. The answer will inform which business models attract institutional capital over the next 5 years. Our bet is on integrated networks. They align incentives, control data, and manage liability in ways that fee-for-service academic centers cannot. The bottom line the ARPAH award to Kaiser and Duke is not just $62.7 million in research funding. It is a federal endorsement of provider-led AI infrastructure and a regulatory pathway under construction. For institutional investors, the implications are threefold. First, integrated health systems are undervalued as AI deployment platforms. Their vertical control of data and workflows creates strategic advantages that standalone software vendors cannot replicate. Second, digital health valuations face compression as health systems build in-house capabilities with federal support, shifting leverage away from vendors. Third, regulatory clarity on autonomous AI is coming, likely by 2028. And early movers will capture disproportionate returns. The next 18 months will reveal which health systems follow Kaiser and Duke in securing federal AI capital, and which digital health platforms pivot from software sales to embedded partnerships. Watch for Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services Innovation Center, waivers tied to AI-enabled care models, FDA guidance on closed-loop clinical systems, and mergers and acquisitions among mid-tier health systems seeking scale for AI deployment. The autonomous AI infrastructure build has begun, and federal capital is setting the pace. Institutional investors who position ahead of regulatory clarity will capture the alpha. Those who wait for proof of concept will pay the premium.